Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, as always bringing you the experts to help you optimize and maximize your mobile strategy. I'm Shahab Zaghari, award-winning filmmaker and executive director of marketing at Higher Ground Creative Agency.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, providing custom research and content marketing to the global mobile industry.
Now, before we start, Peggy, I just want to give you a round of applause. Yay! Congratulations.
You
wrapped up another ebook, which, I mean, your ebooks aren't the 2 to 3 pagers. They're
no.
So congratulations.
Thanks so much. Yeah, absolutely. This is, of all books in total, this isn't the biggest one. Some of them are 300 plus pages, but this still counts and makes it my 10th. So it's also a, you know, an occasion, if you will.
And when does it go live? Are you still in editing process or?
We're wrapping it up. This one is on behalf of the Mobile Marketing Association in Europe and going to go live in the fall. So September/October. So right around the corner. By the way, the books I do, most of them are free and free to download. So this is volume 2 of volume 1. And the reason I tell you this is because volume 1 is still hot, still going extremely well. I wrote that for the MMA, Mobile Marketing Association in the UK. The book was aptly titled Mobile the Great Connector, Bridging the Digital and Physical Worlds, because that's what I'm excited about. This one, however, has a little bit of wearables in it for you, Shahab, because it's a couple years later and we have to talk about wearables. Just letting our listeners know, because it's still very relevant, very popular, and of course free. Can't beat that. So you can get a copy by clicking on the MMA Global website. So that's mmaglobal.com. You'll see it from there, or you can look into documents and Bridging Digital. But I can put this all, of course, on our website in case somebody wants to download it and check it out, which it's still very, very, very relevant, which brings me, of course, to today's topic, which is also around bridging the digital and physical worlds in a way.
And so what is today's topic?
So it's deep linking. And deep linking, I wanted to make certain our listeners know about it because I think it's going to be top of mind. It's another way of bridging the digital and physical worlds. This time, it's about bringing more to your app. So, you know, it's not just about, you know it yourself, Shahab. Before it was about, hey, this is my campaign, go download my app. Great.
Right.
Now we're getting into this that apps are actually an instrument of engagement. You do things with apps. There's content and offers through an app. So you just don't want to get people to the app. You want to get them to the contents and offers there. And also, if they don't have the app, how do they get to it? So it's all about that deep linking, you know, bridging again those worlds. I want you to get to stuff in the app, but you don't have the app. What are we going to do? That's where deep linking comes in. And that's where our guest comes in. Very happy to welcome Mada Sageta. She's founder of Branch, a company doing deep linking. Welcome, Mada.
Thank you, Peggy. I'm really excited to be on the show.
Yeah, definitely. Welcome. It's a breath of fresh air because we actually have not had one show on deep linking this year. So, you know, this is going to be great. Listeners, I'm glad you tuned in. But Mada, you know, as a founder of the company, which is indeed called Branch, you're focused on deep linking. And obviously, you know, you're the expert. But how did you get into this? What came about that made you start Branch?
Well, Shahab, I'm really excited that you asked that. We have an interesting story. So the way we started Branch, we actually built an app first, and then we tried to market it and promote it. We did pretty well. Apple promoted us in best new apps, and Google promoted us as best apps of 2013. So it was a pretty successful app. It was a printing app, so it allowed you to create a photo book, insert your pictures from your phone, Facebook, Instagram, put them all together, and then we would print it and ship it for you all for $5. So we started trying to promote this app. You know, it's a great app, but once the Apple promotion dies down, you stop getting traffic. So the first thing we tried to do was a sharing program. So I started a book I, let's say, put 5 images in it, then I want to share it with you and I want you to finish it. And what we found, there was no way to do that sharing. When I shared the book with you, if you don't have the app, and we were a new app, so most people didn't have it, you would click on the link, get taken to the app store, download the app, and then the book that I just shared with you wasn't there. So we were almost incredulous. This can't be. How can we? There must be a way that you can have links that work in apps.
Yeah, that's not just a hurdle. It's a mountain. How do we get past that?
Exactly. And we started looking around. And I remember as a marketer for that app, I kept telling my co-founder, no, you just don't know. You haven't figured it out. I'm sure there's a way. But there wasn't. We started talking to people who work for much larger companies like Zynga and Gogobot and Hotel Tonight and asked them, hey, how do you do that? And they said, no, you can't do that. We don't do that. You can't send people straight to content if they don't have the app already. So we decided that this was a much bigger problem to tackle. We have felt it firsthand. So we ended up selling the app to actually a large printing provider in Seattle and started focusing fully on building deep links for apps to help the people that we sold our app to, but also all our friends that were working on apps that had this problem.
So tell me about that. I mean, how does it work? It's our first show on this. This is really, as you said, Shahab, this is a mountain. And I'm sure that, you know, a lot of app marketers, a lot of brand marketers are going to be hitting up against this wall if they haven't already. So what does it do?
So we create something called hosted deep links. As a marketer or as a product person in an app, you can create a link and you can white label it, shorten it, and you give us parameters that are stored in that link. And one of those parameters can be the address of the content that you want the user taken to. Another parameter could be the fact, the ID of the user who's creating the link. The other one could be the promotion that you want the user to see as soon as they install and open the app. We call that the dictionary of data. We take the dictionary of data and we store it on our servers in addition to the link. And then we generate the link and give it back to you. So as a marketer, you can get a short link to a campaign that has all that data embedded in it. As a user, when you click share in an app, the app developer gives us a request and say, give me a link. We take all the data, generate the link, and give it back to you in a matter of milliseconds. Then the link gets shared on Facebook, Twitter, in an email, in a text message. And someone clicks
data within the app, or is it to download the app?
That data is data within the app. It's almost, it's a context. If you think on the web, when it's almost like how a cookie on the web tells you a little bit about where the user is coming from and the referring URL, and then the actual web address tells you where the user should go. So that data is actually both those things together.
So if I'm a layman, and I am, it sounds like a little bit of like a mashup concept around like a Bitly link or a shortener. You're taking me to some place. I'm telling you where it is, and you're putting it in the language, I'll call it, that will allow me to share it. And when I do share it, people click it, and they go directly to the content.
Exactly. And what we do, and I think where the magic happens and where we are different than Bitly, for example, isn't that link click. So when someone clicks on the link first, we detect their device. So they might be on desktop, they might be on Android or iOS. And then we also detect whether they have the app or not already installed. If they have the app already installed, we open the app and we take them to the content. If they don't have the app already installed, we take them to the app store, we allow them to download the app, and as soon as the app opens, we give the app developer the information so they can take the user again to that. And better than everything, this is all free.
Wow. All free for the app developer or?
For the app developer. The user never even knows we exist. We're somewhere behind most app developers white label the links, so they look like a link for themselves.
That's amazing. So we do have to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to find out exactly how you guys do that. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestle trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. Namejet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, Namejet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to Namejet.com at Mach speed to get great domains today. Namejet.com. Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Shahab Zaghari from Higher Ground Creative Agency.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And again, we have Mada Segete, founder of Branch, on the line with us. And, you know, again, we're talking about deep linking, and we were kind of researching your company. I was, on the other hand. Peggy already has a relationship with you. And I noticed that you had several clients that did a limited beta test with you, and, you know, All the Cooks and iHeartRadio and The Chive, 9GAG. But I also noticed eBay subsidiary Close Five. And the guy who runs that, Dylan Bathurst, he's a good friend of mine. We actually did a commercial for one of his previous companies that got bought out by eBay. And so that's really amazing. What kinds of things did you learn in that beta testing with all of these companies?
Yeah, so we're actually pretty much out of beta. We love Close Five. They're one of our awesome partners. And they were actually our first company that we announced our past product called Deep Views with at Mobile Beat, which is a venture beat conference. So what we did with them was we took deep linking to the next level. We look at companies that don't have websites, and a lot of mobile developers today, they build an app, but they don't build a mobile version of the content that's in their app. And we saw a big need here.
Right. Who does that, right?
Who goes and, you know, Hotel Tonight is another client of ours that just has a mobile website, a mobile app and not a mobile website. And what we found is when people click on a link to a hotel, let's say in Hotel Tonight, they don't know what they're going to get. They don't know. Sometimes they click on it on the desktop, or even if they click on their phone, if they're only taken directly to the app store and they don't know what they're going to get, a lot of times they drop off. So we said, why don't we build a preview of the content that they're going to get into the app in an actual mobile website? So that's what we call Deep Views. So within 5 seconds of your time, you just go into our dashboard and you click Enable Deep Views. And for every link that would take you to content in an app, we create a mobile web preview of that. So let's say I share a hotel in Hotel Tonight with you. You don't have the Hotel Tonight app. You don't know what that hotel is going to be. You just get a link from me saying, hey, check out this hotel in Hotel Tonight. You click on the link. And then instead of taking you to the app store to download the app, we first show you a preview of that hotel with the price, the location. And then you say, oh, this is great. I want it. And then you say, get the app. You're taken to the app store. You install the app. And then once the app opens, you're taken to that same hotel.
Amazing.
And you can actually buy it. We actually did a test with Hotel Tonight around this. What's the difference between if you take the user straight to the hotel or if you don't and they have to search for the hotel again. And we saw a 20% conversion to actually people who purchase from link click to people who purchase a hotel room. 20% is a pretty big increase when you're talking about getting a hotel room for hundreds of dollars a night.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, that's a huge uplift there. I'm going to step back for a moment to understand the experience here. Now, as I understand it, one part of this is the sharing. So, for example, if you make it possible for me to share content from the app, yeah, that's what you're doing. So I can say, hey, Shahab, check out this hotel I just saw. And sort of the same way we share links on the internet, I'm sharing it from my app, right? So I'm sharing links saying, hey, this is really awesome. Check it out. But then there's another part of what you do that I thought was very interesting, which is getting me directly to this content from search results. I'd like you to talk about that because I think that's probably also for a lot of app developers and even, you know, brands that say, hey, I've got an app, but I didn't do anything around the mobile web. This makes it possible to be discovered, which I imagine is like the most important point.
And this is where DeepViews plays a big role. So both Apple and Google are starting to do content indexing. And you can tell Google or you can tell Apple, hey, this is a link to an app. And you do that by creating a website for your content and adding meta tags into that website called Google Indexing tags that basically tell Google, hey, this is not just a link to a website. This is a link to content within an app. The problem with that is you can't actually tell that. You can't tell Google that unless you have a mobile web version of the content that you're going to have in the app, which is actually another reason that we build DeepViews. The ability to create a mobile web page for all the content in your app also allows you to then be indexed and discovered by Google. And Apple is starting to do the same thing in their Spotlight search, and then now they're with iOS 9, they're actually expanding that and they're creating a cloud search on top of that. And similarly, the way you tell Apple, hey, this is content in an app, is by creating, by adding tags to a mobile version of that content. And we do that automatically. Every DeepView we have has, you know, the Google App Indexing tags and the Apple Universal Link tags. Facebook works in a similar way. They have something called App Links, which is actually, there's still tags that you add to content telling Facebook, hey, this is content in an app. And we add those as well to our links.
That's great. And that, you know, I definitely get the hotel example, but let's, you know, move to iHeartRadio. How did they use the deep linking to, you know, further their goals?
Yeah. So with them, it was, they used us for sharing. They believe that if you're listening to a radio station and you really love it, that's something that you might want to share with your friend. And if your friend doesn't have the app already installed, they want to make sure that once they install the app, they take it to that particular radio station. So it's a pretty simple implementation. You can go and try it out, share a station with your friend, they click on the link, and they are taken to that radio station after they install the app. They also were really interesting in the analytics around that. With our links, we actually embed the user who's sharing the link, so you can see who are, you know, the users that are sharing the most, that are generating the most traffic. So we have this cool, like, influencer analytics that you can see in our dashboard.
And so, you know, let's do a tiny deep dive into that. What kinds of things do you see in the analytics? I mean, is it IP addresses? Is it countries? Is it, you know, what kinds of things are tracked in that?
So not IP addresses. That's something that's actually private to the user, and we don't track that. We don't show that to our partner. You see all the data that you put in the links in our analytics. So, for example, you can choose
to see what was shared.
What was shared, how was shared. So, you know, you can see whether people sharing on Facebook are, you know, their shares on Facebook convert better than their shares on Twitter. So then when you create a sharing screen in your app, you can put Facebook to be more prominent. Or you can see that text message performs a lot better than email. So maybe you remove email and only enable text message sharing. You can also see, you can choose to identify your users with your anonymous ID. So you can see who the user is that's actually doing the sharing. We don't know anything about that user except the ID that you give us, but you can then take that ID and look in your database and see, oh, this, like, this user that's been with us for this many years and they're sharing 100 times So maybe we'll do something special for them.
I'm just curious, is there anything else I'm seeing there as well? If I put on like my brand marketer hat here, you know, I mean, if I can see anything beyond just the sharing and who my alpha users are, I mean, obviously then I want to reach out maybe and engage with them more, maybe make them into brand advocates, let them do part of my marketing for me. What else am I able to see? What am I going to see about the effectiveness of my campaign?
You can see how your campaign is basically doing versus everyone else coming to your link, and you can see the conversion. So let's say you want to run a Facebook campaign, Facebook app install campaign for hotels in Portland. And I keep going to hotels because it's an easy example. Or even like Heart Radio, let's say you want to give them, you want to start promoting Rihanna versus Lana Del Rey. And you're doing ads on Facebook to that particular radio station. And when people install iHeartRadio, you're taking them to that radio station. And you can see which one is performing better. Clicks is very simple because Facebook gives you that. But you can see past clicks into installs and then retention afterwards. Are people coming back? And which one of those two stations that drove users in actually result in better conversion, better retention?
Which is ultimately what it comes down to, the retention of these loyal fans, even though you don't really know who they are. So we do have to take another quick break. Mata, this has been very eye-opening. I'm sure Peggy can say the same. Listeners, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Internet Marketing Inc. designs fully integrated digital programs that improve brand experiences and grow businesses through valuable data insights and strategy across all types of media. Paid, owned, and earned. Their digital experts nimbly adapt strategy by providing you a comprehensive view of your brand's online audience and program performance. If you are looking for a data-driven approach to online marketing and advertising, call Internet Marketing Inc. today at 866-563-0620 or visit internetmarketinginc.com.
InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on webmasterradio.fm.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And Mata, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Before we have to head out, we've got a couple things to ask you. Usually this is the part of the show where we ask for top tips, but I don't want to do that. Peggy, do you have anything that we should?
Yeah, absolutely, Shahab. I mean, I feel like I'm in school, but in a very, very good way, because we're learning something that's really, really important. And I wanted to check in on a couple of other things, because what I'm hearing underneath all of this, Mata, is that, you know, deep linking is not just a way to surface the content in my app and take a look at attribution and get a lot of benefit in the uplift and retention. But at the end of the day, it seems to be leveling the playing field and saying, hey, you know, being discovered used to be a problem, but deep linking is going to solve that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think the way we look at it, we struggled. We built a very good app and we really struggled to have people find us. And the way people find apps today is very much based on the app description, and it's a pay-to-play model. The people who pay a lot of money can game the charts and be on top, and they get all the downloads. And how about the little guys who haven't raised money yet, but build an amazing app? How do they get discovered? And I think that's where we want to come in. We want to democratize apps and allow developers to become discovered because of the amazing content that's in their app.
Okay. Yeah, that kind of brings me to my question, which is, so Brand is open source, and it's very much a passion of yours, but how are you going to continue to do so if, you know, it's free to everybody?
Only our SDKs are open source, not our matching algorithms or our redirection.
Gotcha.
The reason why our SDKs are open source is taking someone's code and putting it within your app is something almost very, it becomes a very close and intimate relationship. So just telling people, hey, put our SDK in and you have no idea what's in it, we feel is something that app developers would not necessarily do. So by showing them every line of code in our SDK, they're a lot more likely to trust us and understand exactly what we're doing and put it in their app. But at the same time, they can help us make our SDKs a lot better. And as we were starting, you know, we got the community to help us out a lot. When we're thinking about monetization, especially since everything we do right now is free, mm-hmm. we're actually not planning to monetize in the short term. We're very well funded. And I think we're looking at a longer term future and at the way that we want to change the way apps are discovered. And we want to create an app discovery platform that we want to monetize at that point and not actually monetize the links in the meantime.
So just to better understand this, if I want to have content discovered, I don't need to have a mobile website anymore.
Right.
You will do some sort of scraping. And what happens when I update it? I mean, if I'm a brand and I'm changing my campaigns all the time, can I come to you, or is that a service you offer extra? It's like, you know, well, last week I did, you know, 2-for-1 and now I want to do something different, or along with the hotels. I mean, the question is, how do you update it? And is that a service you're charging me?
No, we're not charging for that.
And great, Maddie, you're so generous there.
That's something that you have to do yourself.
Okay.
With a call to us. So you basically can tell us update link. So let's say the hotel changes, the price changes. You can automatically set it up. So whenever that change happens, you send a request to us and say update link. And then that link becomes updated automatically. So it's pretty simple. And that's for if you're doing thousands, millions of links at a time. If you're doing it yourself as a marketer and you want to change, you can just go into our dashboard and do it manually. You don't need the help of a developer to do that.
And how does a marketer access that dashboard exactly?
You just go to branch.io, you sign up, and once the SDK is in and you start using us for links, you basically just go and you're in the dashboard, you can say create a link, and you can embed a dictionary of data in it by yourself. It's pretty simple. The only thing you need for our links to fully work is you need the SDK in, so the app reads the link and takes the dictionary of data and does something with it. So if you get a developer to help you set it up initially, then you don't need their help to keep generating links and creating campaigns.
That's great. And what I was going to say was, if our listeners are just as inspired as we are, how do they get a hold of you to, you know, ask you more questions or get involved?
Yeah, so my email is just mada@branch.io. You can go onto our website, branch.io, and check us out, or come to one of our events. We have a mobile growth group and we do meetups around the world, and we'd love to see you in person at one of our meetups.
Great. And Peggy, how can the listeners get a hold of you?
It's Peggy@mobilegroove if you want to send me an email, and Peggy Ann on Twitter.
And you can follow me on Twitter @ShahabZaghari. That's ZARGARI. And check out our portfolio at higherground.creative.agent. We ditched the .com and did that, which is kind of cool. Thanks again for joining us for Mobile Presence. Remember that new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And finally, you can stay connected by downloading the Webmaster Radio mobile app from the iTunes App Store or Google Play. Thanks again for listening to Mobile Presence, your inside track on everything you need to reach and engage your target audience with mobile. And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.